He's here from Tasmania. He's here with a good horse. He had a little bit of issue with flights and everything, but he's been on the outskirts of Sydney at a beautiful property. He keeps telling me at Waratah at Paul Fudge's property, and Scott Brunton is here with the Inevitable. Morning, Scott.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Excellent, mate. You had your little issues, but you got on a float and you've been in Sydney on the outskirts of Sydney for a couple of days. How's the horse done?
Yeah, the horse has done fantastic, mate. He settled in terrific. Eating good. Had a couple of days' work up here on the property. Yeah, can't fault him. Yep.
How good is he? You know, he's won 7 from 9, 1,000 to a mile, wet and dry. He just seems the complete little racehorse.
He's just the full package. Ron, I don't know how good he is, mate. I don't think I've had one as good before, so I haven't got one I could sort of measure him against. So, but he's very exciting. It makes me nervous every time we go to the races. That's probably a good sign.
The win at Moonee Valley last start was, I guess, in a similar way to what we were just saying with Shadow Hero. It was the way that you just ran away from the rivals.
Yeah, he beat some horses that, you know, might be well into their racing careers, but have showed great promise and were in good form. So he was, it was a great effort, you know, to say we were shocked with the way he did it would probably be an understatement. He's always sort of been the type of horse to just get the job done. But he really put him away and it was very exciting. And we're excited going into today.
He seems adaptable. He just, barrier 4 today. Well, he'd be in the first half of the field, wouldn't he?
I'd like to think so. He missed the kick a little bit last start and that was sort of not really the way he does things. I don't mind riding him sort of a bit colder than he had been ridden in the past. But look, the biggest concern is this way of going first time. I don't sort of know what sort of effect it's going to have on him. But he's a small horse. He seems adaptable. He's got a great rider on, drawing a good barrier in a reasonably strong race. So
yeah, I've heard you talking about him being a small horse. How small is he?
We weigh him here. He's 438 kilos, so there's not much of him.
No,
he's only very little.
Okay, and have you done much work with him this way round?
Look, we've had a couple of gallops going reverse way at Launceston and another track, but we work on the beach straight lines most of the time, so done what we can, we think. Have a small trot and canter track. He's been working reverse way around for about 6 weeks. So, look, we've done as much as we can with the tools we've got. Would have liked to have got him up here earlier and been able to give him a gallop this way of going, but like Andrew said, we had trouble with the plane, so unfortunately that wasn't to be. So we're going in a little bit underprepared, I would have thought, but still I wouldn't swap him for any of them.
And Nashra Willer, you've obviously locked away a jockey that's in form. Do you think Nashra is going to suit a horse like the Inevitable that only weighs 438?
Look, there'll be no dead weight on him, and he's certainly the smallest horse with maybe the biggest jockey. But, look, mate, he's a great horseman. I used to watch his old man when I was a kid, young kid in Victoria, around the Western Districts and that, riding the Corinthians. So, yeah, great riding blood pulsing through his veins, isn't there? So
yeah.
I won't be telling him what to do and I won't need to.
And your old man chose this one?
Yeah, he sure did, mate. It's none of me. So.
And he keeps reminding you too, I guess.
Yeah, he does now. I kept reminding him for the first 6 months what the hell he'd done. Because I'm going to the old Brawny Spirit story. Oh, Brawny Spirit was only very small. No dramas, Dad. Yeah.
Anyone that buys a small horse brings up the Brawny Spirit story.